Between 1880 and 1900, this was a major peach-growing area. The peaches were shipped from here to major cities such as Chicago. As you drive through this region of the county, here's a little bit more from Kit about its history for you.
As early as the 1870s, western Allegan County became a very important orchard growing mostly peaches. There were a number of diseases in apples, cherries, and so on that they had not yet mastered, and they mostly grew peaches for the Chicago and the Milwaukee markets. The story is told by Henry Hudson Hutchins, a very early settler. In fact, his father was the first man in Ganges Township. That one day they were coming back from Chicago, and there were some people standing by the railing of the boat eating peaches. And Henry was a fairly small boy at the time, and he ran around collecting their peach pits. And he planted them near his farm in Ganges Township. And these were some of the first peach orchards to be grown. They very carefully preserved the peach pits of the ones that were rotten or the ones that they used for family use. And this is one of the ways that the peach orchards became so vast in this area. Then there became a time, there was a terrible disease called the yellows. In fact, they had the Yellows Commission, who would come around to your orchard and inspect it for yellows. And if they said chop down a tree, you had to chop it down and burn it up. In Finville, the Hutchinson family began making a sulfur product to help get rid or protect your orchard from the yellows. And it became the Sanoside Company, which was a very famous one in Finville. And added to the smells of Finville, because the Sanoside Company manufactured mainly sulfur products. So you had sulfur and peppermint in Finville. It's sad to see the orchards go. Farming in general is meeting on hard times. It's getting to be more work than most people can put into a single plot of land, with uncertain results. Everything depends on the weather, and there's nothing they can do about that. There are still some in production. There are apparently not anywhere near as many as there once were. This area was once blanketed by orchards. In 1905, there was a particularly bad frost, and it did end many of the peach and apple trees that were here at that time, and the area has never recovered from that, even though orchard growing continues and small fruits continue. The Finville area raises strawberries. Just south of us particularly are some very large blueberry plantations. And in Finville, we still have a couple of people who grow gooseberries, a fruit that most modern people don't even know about, but that figures in their goose festival.
There are several U-Pick berry farms, orchards, and vineyards still operating here. And depending on the time of year you are driving the tour, it's fun to stop and pick your own. Still more to see and do, though, so please let me rest my voice a while you enjoy the drive. Check the directions on the back of the map for Site 13.